Welcome to TH Radio, presented by our amazing gang. Me, Emily.
Amelie.
Arthur.
Isla.
Josh.
Jericho.
Chloe.
And Billy. Today's programme is all about nature. This term we've been learning about rainforest. We don't have any rainforest in Worcestershire, but we do have lots of woods and wild animals.
Do you spend any time in wild places? A new report says that lots of children never go to the park or wood. They don't spend much time outside and don't know the names of wildflowers, insects and animals.
Do you think wild places are important? We do. Here are some of the places we like to go.
My special wild place is Warndon Woods because we take our friend's dog there and we get to see all the bluebells in the spring, and sometimes we get to spot the shadow of deers.
My most special place is the moors up on Dartmoor because you get to see all over and it's just really peaceful, so beautiful that you get exercise and you can explore stuff as well.
My special place is a beach because we get to see like seagulls and like sea animals, and like we get to like make sandcastles and play with our family.
Mine would be the forest because it's nice and quiet.
Sometimes when you look up, you can hear birds and you can see squirrels jumping to tree. I like the bluebell woods because there are lots of trees and there's a wonderful view.
My special wild place is a wood near my house, and I sometimes go in on my bike with my dad and my brother, and it's really peaceful.
My special wild place is Cornwall because there's a campsite called Arthur's Field, and I like going snorkeling, finding whitebait underwater, and making sandcastles.
We also asked some of the younger children if they had a special wild place they like going to.
I do have a special place to go to, and I like to go to it because it's fun. It has lots of water and it's really sandy.
When you get there, what do?
Play in the water.
What do you hear at that special place?
The sea and seagulls.
What is your favourite wild place and why?
I do have a wild place and I like throwing sticks and seeing how far I can throw them.
Do you see any animals there?
Sometimes when I'm really quiet.
Is there a special wild place that you like and why?
I do have a special wild place and I like it because whenever I go down there I get to see my family.
Tell me about how you feel when you go there.
Happy.
It's like I'm in heaven.
So we think wildlife and wild places are important, but we're not sure what we can do to look after them. Time to interview an expert. Here's Anne from the Worcestershire Wildlife Trust.
Why is it important to save wild places?
It's important because we rely on a lot of the wild things that live there. So things like bees and butterflies are what we call pollinators. And we need pollinators to help pollinate the food that we eat. So things like wheat and tomatoes and lots of the things that you eat every day, we wouldn't have if we didn't have pollinators. So it's important from that side. But it's also really important because it makes us feel better to be outside.
I like being in wild places like Dartmoor. Do you think it's good for children to spend time in wild places?
I think it's good for children. I think it's good for adults as well to spend time in wild places. I think wild places are really fun to be in. You can get to do things that you wouldn't normally do if you're playing in your garden or you're at school. So yes, it's very important.
What things can children do to help save wild animals?
I think there's lots of things you can do. You can talk to your parents or your guardians about it and see if they can leave some space in your garden at home for them. One of the creatures that has lost a lot of its population recently are hedgehogs. And we can all do something in our own gardens for hedgehogs. So leave an untidy space. See if you can create hedgehog holes in your fences, if you can. An adult hedgehog can walk up to a kilometre in a night. So that's quite a way, isn't it? And most of us won't have gardens that are anywhere near that big. So we need to work with our neighbours to make that happen.
Why is looking after animals and nature important to you?
It helps us to control things like flooding. As I said earlier, it gives us our food. You know, we wouldn't live if we didn't have wild places and we didn't have wildlife. Mostly, I just enjoy it because it's there and because we're very lucky to live somewhere like this where we can go out and enjoy it.
Talking to Anne has made us very excited about exploring and looking after the woods. We challenged each other with animal noises. Can you please make a sound of an owl? This is what a real owl sounds like.
Can you make a sound of a fox?
Woof, woof.
This is what a real fox sounds like.
Arthur, can you make a squirrel noise?
This is what a real squirrel sounds like.
What sound does a pheasant make?
Actually, this is what a real pheasant sounds like.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's your turn. Listen carefully and see if you can work out what the sound is. If you know what that animal sound is, put your hand up at the end of the show.
That's it for our programme on wildlife. Have you been inspired to find out more about nature and spend more time outdoors? Thanks for listening. Goodbye.